Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this Tuesday, August 3rd, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate Justin Michael taking some time from being over in Grayling, his hometown, where he's wrapping up his campaign to be the next congressman for the 1st District. And we'll see where the votes fall. We're going to have to wait and see tomorrow night. Hopefully before midnight, there'll be an announcement as to who wins the governor's race for the Republican side and who wins for 1st Congressional District. But it's going to come down to us. We need to get out the vote today. You need to contact all your friends. Tell them who to vote for. If they haven't voted yet, tell them to get out and vote tomorrow. Because one thing you have to understand, folks, if we don't get turnout, we get who we get. It's that simple. Now, personally, I voted for Perry Johnson for governor, and I filled in the oval for Justin Michael for Congress, and that was it. I've voted on two millages for our township, and I flipped it over and voted for myself and Victoria Bishop to be precinct delegates. Didn't vote for Mike Rogers. I did not vote for my state senator, John DeMoose. Did not vote for my state representative, John Roth. Why? Because they're unopposed. They're not running against anybody. As a result, my vote will go towards Perry Johnson and Justin Michael for Congress only. If others do the same thing, then Mike Rogers' numbers will be less than Perry Johnson's. Incumbent, unopposed Republican state senators, state representatives don't need your vote tomorrow. Now, you can vote straight Republican ticket if you want, or you can color in the ovals. Again, I colored in Perry Johnson and Justin Michael. Michael being the outsider, the guy that's worked harder than anybody else in this campaign, putting on the miles, talking to the people, getting out there. He knows every square mile of every county in this state, including the UP. You can't put 112,000 miles on your vehicle in 500 and some days unless you're out there driving it. He doesn't just drive it to see it. He actually goes and talks to the people. He's talked to people from Gogebic, Barriga, Keweenaw, all over the Upper Peninsula and the Northern Lower Peninsula of the 1st District. So it's very simple. You have an opportunity to make history. You have an opportunity to vote for somebody who's an outsider, who's going to go in and represent us, the people. So that's where I believe it's at. Now, there's some recent polling coming out for the U.S. Senate race that I want to discuss because this is very, very interesting. Democrat Haley Stevens, in a hypothetical general election matchup against Mike Rogers, the Republican, Haley Stevens, we're being told, being led to believe by Epic MRA polling commissioned by MERS News Service, came out Friday stating that Haley Stevens wins 44-42% over Mike Rogers. However, Rogers defeats Abdul El Sayed, the other Democrat running, 46-43. There's only one problem. Based on the science methodology of this poll, the margin of error is 4%. He only polled 600 voters between July 24th and July 31st. Bernie Porn, the owner of Epic MRA, why MERS News Service would hire him, I have no idea, found that Stevens and El Sayed received nearly identical support among strong Democrats. But Stevens performs better among not strong Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents. Rogers' support among independents goes from 30.5% when going up against Stevens, compared to 38.8% when going up against El Sayed. Also, El Sayed appears to be energizing the Republicans. Rogers received 87% of strong Republicans against Stevens, but 94% against El Sayed. Among voters who lean Republican, Rogers rises from roughly 83 against Stevens to 87 against El Sayed. Stevens is doing better with women. Stevens crushes Rogers by 29 points, but El Sayed's advantage over Rogers with women drops to 18%. Among men, Rogers beats Stevens by 11 points, and he beats El Sayed by 13. So based on this poll, men, if you're listening, you got to ask your wife or your significant other woman in your life not to vote in November. Stay home, honey. I got this. Because among the men, Rogers wins over both of them. But there's a very interesting crosstab. El Sayed's roughly 19-point advantage among voters under 35 is nearly identical to Haley Stevens' 18-point advantage with voters 65 and older. Stevens get the old Democrats. El Sayed's getting the young Democrats. Stevens' greater strength comes among voters in the Gen X crowd, 50-64. She's essentially tied with Rogers, while El Sayed trails him, Rogers, by 11 points. So basically, we need to hope that the young people get out and vote tomorrow, and El Sayed is the candidate. Because if El Sayed wins, Mike Rogers defeats him in November. Now, according to Bernie Porn, mostly a far-left progressive pollster, in my opinion, Benson beats both John James and Perry Johnson. I don't believe it. Sorry, I'm not buying it. And the other thing is, he mentions the undecideds here on this governor's race. Whether Democrat Jocelyn Benson is paired up against Republican John James or Perry Johnson in a hypothetical governor's race in November doesn't make much difference, according to this Epic MRA MERS news poll. Benson beats John James 47-38. with 15% undecided. Denson beats Perry Johnson 48-36 with 16% undecided. In this race, the Republicans' problem with women is even more pronounced. Benson defeats James 59.7 to 25.2 among women. And a few less women, 59.4 to 23.3 among women over Perry Johnson. This creates roughly a 35 to 36 point Democratic advantage among women. However, with men, Benson narrowly loses to James 45.7 to 40.8 and loses to Perry Johnson 44.7 to 42.9. So, again, guys, if you're listening, you need to send your wife on a vacation in November. Don't let them be here on Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. Don't let them vote early. Don't let them vote absentee. And surely do not let them vote on Election Day. Yes, I'm going to be a sexist here, and men only should be voting in November. Of course, I'm kidding. But, oh yeah, they'll put it out there. Trucker Randy called for women not to vote in November. Right. It was a joke, people. But according to this poll, if the men vote, Mike Rogers and either Perry Johnson or John James wins over Benson. Again, getting back to the Gen Xers, the age group 50 to 64, Benson is tied with James 43 to 43 and leads Perry Johnson by 3 points. However, Benson is blowing out James among the baby boomers. 65 and up, she beats him by 26 points. And she beats Johnson by 31. You know what? I don't think this poll is any way, shape, or form accurate. Got a couple of questions for the final segment. Text messages coming in response. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300 Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a text message during the break. Randy, isn't Victoria already a delegate based on her being the Antrim County clerk? Technically, the answer to that is yes. However, there are 5 seats available in Torch Lake Township to represent the Republican Party. Vicky and I, Cliff and Carla Falls are the only 4 running. So we wanted to make sure that Republicans, real Republicans, were elected and we didn't have Democrats running as Republicans to get elected. However, we still have 1 line open, which could be a write-in. However, they have to file their affidavit of identity for the township clerk to recognize their effort. Whether they did that or not, we don't know. So we'll wait and see. If we end up getting a 5th person elected via a write-in campaign, then we'll know who that person is. But we wanted to fill up all the slots available. Now, one other thing that is pretty interesting. The socialist label doesn't poll great, but the negatives against it are still under 50%. MERS had Epic MRI ask this question. What is your opinion of elected officials or candidates running for public office who consider themselves socialists? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of socialists? Overall, 48.5 had an unfavorable opinion, compared to only 24% is favorable. However, 27.5% are undecided or refuse to answer. Among Democrats, strong Democrats, only 44% view socialists favorably, 21.9 unfavorable, and 33.9 undecided. Among pure independents, unfavorable opinion was 53%, over 50%. Strong Republicans, overwhelmingly hostile, approximately 87% unfavorable, with only 1% favorable. Also, men are substantially more negative than women. When you look just at the sexes, 56% of men are unfavorable compared to 42% of women. Women are actually more undecided. The question is based on the rising association among progressive candidates who are using the term democratic socialists. This label is often pinned on the Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed, although he himself attempts to distance himself from that phraseology. If he's successful in Tuesday's primary, though, Republicans will almost assuredly use that term against him in the general election campaign anyway. Very, very simple. Well, when you have people like Bernie Sanders and AOC supporting your candidacy, you're going to be stuck with that label because it's probably true. Even though, of course, he does not want to use it because it hurts him. Lastly, how familiar are you with AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, little familiar, or not familiar at all. Half of the respondents said they were not familiar with AIPAC. Only 30.2% said very or somewhat familiar. Men are considerably more familiar than women. Well, again, I'm going to be called a sexist for this statement, but men seem to know more about what's going on in politics than women. They're supporting the Republican candidates for governor and Mike Rogers, and they know more about this PAC. American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, supporting candidates that support Israel. Now, I support Israel, but honestly, I don't want to spend and send them all of the government assistance, government funding that we've provided. Israel's strong enough to stand on their own. They're an ally. They're our only real true ally in the Middle East. But President Trump has expanded our influence in the Middle East, and I believe it's getting stronger. When you look at various countries, Qatar, UAE, others, it's changing. And it's changing because of President Donald J. Trump. Do we need to keep supporting Israel? Yes, but not to the extent that we are. And who they, this AIPAC, endorses and gives money to makes them beholden to them. Congressman Bergman's gotten over $100,000 from them. Justin Michael's gotten zero. Think about that tomorrow. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body.